Remember, we are made right. We are in the season of Lent, and Lent is a time to remember and prepare our hearts for what is known as Holy Week. The Holy Week is the week that climaxes with the Easter resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so during Lent, we are reminded to remember, and this Lent, we will consider scriptures and specific elements that take place during the week before Christ's resurrection, known as Holy Week. So today, we remember God's work in the book of Romans, and that through the cross of Jesus, we are made right with God. Let's pray as we get ready to go to God's Word. Gracious God, we come now in your name, Jesus, and we are thankful and we remember what you did for us on the cross. We pray, Holy Spirit, as we approach the scripture, the truth of Jesus, that we will see and we will remember. Lord, it is so significant that it is a challenge to understand it all. But Lord, give us glimpse. Lord, give us part. Give us more than we had before we started today of an understanding of what we remember when we remember the cross. Jesus, I pray everything will be faithful and true to your word, and I pray it in your name. Amen. So we're in the fifth chapter of Romans. We're going to start at verse 1, go through verse 11. It'll be up here on the screen if you'd like to follow along there. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along there and listen for God's word to you this morning. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of understanding, an undeserved privilege, where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. Remember, we are made right. Understand, in the book of Romans, that up to this chapter, in the first four chapters of Romans, he has been basically telling us about the fact of sin in our lives, how fallen and how separated we are from God. For four chapters, Paul has been doing this. He reminds us how completely disobedient we have been, how arrogant we have been, and how we have actually loved sin. And we are haters of God ever since the fall of Adam. But God had mercy on us. Remember this. God had mercy on us and sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to bear the sins, to bear the separation between God and ourselves. If we have faith in Him, faith in Christ, faith in Jesus Christ. As Christians, we need to remember that Jesus took every sin. Now, this is almost impossible. I would say it's impossible to remember this. And to, well, not to remember it, but to conceive this. Jesus took every sin that was ever brought against God from the time of Adam to this moment, and even tomorrow, and even every day until Jesus comes back to this earth. Jesus took every sin with Him to the cross that we might be forgiven if we come by faith in the truth of His Word and believe and receive that forgiveness into our lives. One sinless, perfect man, Jesus, took to the cross the wrath of all sin. That's why I say it's too hard for us to conceive that what Jesus did when He went to the cross. All sin for all time met there at the cross when Christ was crucified. One author says that the greatest pain in hell, okay, are you with me? That the greatest pain in hell is that of knowing that God has completely been abandoned from you. You are in hell. You are separated from God. That there is a total and complete separation from God's love if you are in hell. The thought of an absence of that love is so overwhelming that we can't comprehend it. We just cannot comprehend it. Jesus actually felt that abandonment. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, He actually felt that abandonment, that separation from God the Father, the God of all creation. And so, we know verse 1. We are justified in the sight of God by what Jesus did for us on the cross. John Piper writes of this action of Jesus, and I quote, "Being justified before God and being forgiven by God are not identical. To be justified in a courtroom is not the same as being forgiven. Being forgiven implies that I am guilty and my crime is not counted. Being justified implies that I have been tried and found innocent. My claim is just. I am vindicated, the judge says, not guilty." Verse 1. So being justified in God's eyes is like God seeing us as innocent, as never even committing the sin. That's what Jesus did for us when He went to the cross to die for us. What Jesus did for us at the cross is beyond our human understanding. The best we can do as humans to get a small idea of what Jesus did for us at the cross is try to forgive someone that's done something wrong against you. And we know that we don't always do that well there, do we? When we try to forgive someone else, we begin in a small way to get an idea of what Jesus did for us when he died upon the cross. It's too big. It's too great for our human minds to really conceive and understand what Jesus did for us on the cross. Because of the cross, we are no longer at war with God. We are friends with God. And God is no longer angry at us. That doesn't mean that we're perfect. I didn't have to tell you that one, did I? We're not perfect. We are for sure still imperfect people. But now we know what Jesus did for us at the cross. He has brought us to a relationship with God, a friend relationship, because through Jesus, God sees us and there isn't any guilt upon us as he sees us when we come through Jesus. We are now able to enjoy the grace of God and the love of God that we never could have done without the cross. Let's look at verse 2. We are to know and rejoice where we are right now, right here, this morning, and in this place. And that we will be someday with God face to face in the glory of His presence. But yeah, there's right now, Pastor Pat. There's right now. This is a tough time in my life. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands, but I would imagine all of us have tough times in life. Life isn't a bed of roses, even if you know you're a friend of God. What are we to remember? What are we to hold to when the difficulties and the difficult times of this life confront us on a daily basis? Well, let's look at verses 3 through 5. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. So, as we are honest with God about our sins, as we are honest with God about the failures that are in our lives, God can take that and make us stronger. He can build endurance with us. He has instilled in us a desire to do something. It's there. We don't always see it. We don't always pay attention to it. He has instilled in us as believers a desire to serve Jesus. It's there. We get so caught up in the world oftentimes that we forget that God has put that desire in us to serve Jesus. We are not perfect by a long shot, but we can be committed Christians who love serving and sharing the truth about Jesus. If you are a Christian, the fact is you will have conflict in your life. I guess that's no big surprise, is it? Okay? If you are a Christian, you will have conflict in your life. In fact, when you become a Christian, you will probably have an increased amount of conflict in your life because you've got a battle going on with the devil who does not want you to bring the truth and the love of Jesus Christ to the world in which you live. But you must remember and be thankful that God is working in your life in those difficulties. And He will make you stronger than any difficulty that you face. I pray that every one of you here this morning, I pray that every one of you here this morning looks at Grace Community Church and knows that what you do at Grace Community Church is supposed to bring glory to Jesus. Whether it be you here at worship bringing glory to Jesus, whether it be you in the lobby doing something like cookies or teaching class or cleaning or helping or serving on committees or organizing or whatever, or praying for each other, that everything you do should bring glory to Jesus. I pray that you will see that and we will be that. Okay, remember verse 6. Now here's a question in regards to verse 6. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. When he did so, and when we believed, then he went to the tomb, and then later he ascended to heaven, and the Holy Spirit of God came. What power dwells within us as we live by faith in what Jesus did for us at the cross? The very power of the God of all creation. The very power of God Almighty in heaven above comes down and is within us. That's beyond human comprehension. We know it. We experience it. We don't understand it completely, but it's real. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means." One of the greatest things that Jesus does for us is enable us to understand through the Holy Spirit the Word of God to us. Before Jesus' work at the cross, before what Jesus did at the cross, we were stuck. Listen, folks, we were stuck with rules that we could not become obedient to. If you look at all of the rules, well over 1,000 in the Old Testament, that's how we were supposed to get right with God. Oh boy, didn't that feel hopeless? Before the cross, we were stuck. And the rules helped us see just how stuck we were. Okay? How hopeless we were before Jesus went to the cross to die for us. We were stuck in the lack of understanding, stuck in the rules of the day. Jesus was talking to a man that came to him in the night. John chapter 3, Nicodemus came to him. A wise man that knew a lot of the rules, okay? He was still stuck. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the Spirit." You and I, we can see the kingdom of God and we can enter the kingdom of God. Remember, we are made right through what Jesus did for us on the cross. Something that was absolutely impossible before the cross. That's how important the cross is. So over the next few weeks, may we see how we are made right with God by what Jesus did for us on the cross. I want to wrap up with the last few verses, verses 7 through 11. Let's look at those again. "Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might, perhaps, be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now, We can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. This is what we can remember. This is what we can cling to about what Jesus has done for us at the cross. Remember this. You can be assured of salvation because God has made peace with you while we were still enemies of Him when Jesus died on the cross. You can be assured of salvation because through the work of Jesus on the cross, you have been brought into a new relationship with God. You were enemies, now you're friends. You can be assured of salvation because of the confident hope that you shall see God face to face. You can be assured of salvation because of the way you are able to live even in the midst of struggles and trials and difficulties on this earth today. Know in your heart, believe by the faith that God has given you in the purposes that God has for you, even in the difficulties that you face. So today, this morning, start right now. And as you approach the week that we know it as holy, remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. And remember what He did at the tomb. That He rose from the grave. Remember that you are made right with God. You have salvation through Jesus. Hold on to the work of Jesus. Trust the truth of God's Word in your heart. Live in the power of the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, in your heart. God bless us as we do. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You for what You did at the cross. Beyond our comprehension, what You did. Lord, beyond the number of sins that we can number in our minds, in our hearts, in our actions, You forgave us there at the cross. You said it. You did it. You lived it. You died that we might live and have a relationship with You, God. As we approach Easter this year, prepare our hearts to remember that we are made right with the cross. In Your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.